Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists like Leslie put people at the heart of everything they create.
With my team at Comcast, we developed the Xfinity Voice Remote and tested it to recognize different types of accents, inflections, and languages.
New movies?
Movies for kids.
Películas para las familias.
Now 40 million voice commands a day are heard by the Xfinity Voice Remote. Visit ComcastCorporation.com to learn more.
Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Oasis Live. Croke Park, 16th and 17th of August. Tickets going on sale at 8 a.m. this coming Saturday. Unbelievable. Gift Grub this morning. Whoa, that was quick, lads. Pascal Donoghue was on the line. Hi, Pascal. I know you're a huge music fan.
Hello, Ian.
What do you think of this Oasis message? You know, the message that's just come out from the boys.
Yes, Ian, I don't think I've been this excited since my first budget, actually.
Really?
And actually, thank you for provoking my memory there with that song, because for that budget, I will tell you,
yeah.
I wore a parka up to Leinster House. And I remember specifically that I stood up at the mic and I delivered the budget to Leinster House with my hands behind my back.
I think I saw that photograph.
Yes, that's right. And everybody thought I was going to start with capital gains tax and a universal social charge, but I came straight in with cigarettes and alcohol. Great days.
Bravo.
Great days.
Very good.
Hammered the cigarette.
That was quick. I love it. Fintan O'Toole of the Irish Times. Oh, my God. He's here as well. What are you saying in your column about this Oasis thing? Because there has been a lot of speculation over the last little while.
Well, Irish people understand innately the deep cultural significance of Oasis, because Oasis resonates with Irish people in a way that only Joyce Beckett, Kavanagh and William Butler Yeats do.
Do they? Oasis?
Well, obviously. I mean, it's very obvious to anybody who is, looking on at these proceedings. But look at some of the lyrics, for example. They're incredibly obvious. So Sally can wait. I mean, this is pure Beckett. And what is Sally waiting for?
Right.
She knows it's too late. You know, later in the song, I'm going to start a revolution from my bed. Clearly a reference to Padraig Pearse and Eamon Cant in 1916 Rising. Yeah. Songs like She's Electric, which is obviously a diatribe about the Catholic Church.
Really, Fintan? The Catholic Church? She's Electric?
Well, she's got a sister. You know, clearly a reference to the nuns.
Yeah.
God only knows how I missed her, speaks for itself.
Yeah.
But the next line is crucial.
Yeah.
On the palm of her hand is a blister. This is a reference clearly to Padre Pio, stigmata, and the self-flagellation of the Irish Catholic and Irish Catholicism.
No, is he not just rhyming sister with blister, like that, as songwriters do? Is it?
Well, only a cultural neophyte would think that. And I mean, you know, look at the other, the odes. Champagne Supernova, which is an ode to the Celtic Tiger. Caught beneath the landslide, obviously of debt. You know, The Master Plan is a song about the Troika. Everybody knows that.
Okay, Fenton, thank you. Thank you very much for that. Ah, Bertie. How are you, Bertie?
How are you?
Oasis, go on.
Well, Ian, there's nothing like a good comeback, and it's great to see people forgiving each other and forgetting about the little boo-boos and mistakes they made in the past. And the Oasis lads, you know, they were huge in the 90s and the early 2000s, and you know, then they got carried away a bit with Hindu times. I mean, we all got carried away, and I suppose. But I've no problem with Hindus, by the way. I think Hindus are lovely people, but. But I think people are happy to see people who are associated with those good times in the 2000s and coming back into the situation. I remember when they broke up, it was the same time as I broke up with Fianna Fáil, and I wasn't wearing a parka at the time. It was an anorak, I think it was. I think it was a grey one that I borrowed, but it wasn't my anorak. But anyway, you can never tell when people are going to get back together out of the blue. It's gas.
Is this about the presidency again, Bertie?
Well, I don't know. Maybe, or definitely. Thanks, Ian. That's grand. Good luck. Good luck. Thanks very much.
Good luck. Anyway, that's the news. It's good. Great news. Oasis reunited. They're going to be back, and they're doing two gigs in Ireland in Croke Park. That is the initial announcement. There may be others, but anyway, it's two, and the tickets are going on sale this coming Saturday. Amazing. Who? Ray. Oh, Ray Darcy. Ray. Hello. How are you?
Stop. The whole thing. Stop. Oasis, big mistake. It's not going to work, lads.
Ah, Ray, will you give us our moment? No, we're all enjoying it. What?
No, it's not going to work. I have the timeline written out in front of me. Jenny and I did it together.
Go on.
One, reunion announced. Two, week later, this Saturday, tickets go on sale.
Yeah.
Three, week later, a million tickets sold, €500 a ticket. Four, week before the gig cancelled. Gig cancelled. Week before Croke Park. Never going to work. Big mistake, lads. Don't go online at 8 o'clock. It's not going to happen. Huge mistake. Anyway, I preferred Blur. Good luck.
Stop. Good luck.
Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.